All right, well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past week, we kicked off our time in the book of Philippians that we're going to be journeying through for the next several weeks, and looked at Paul's opening kind of remarks in Philippians chapter 1 and verses 1 through 6. And if you were at our Westerville campus this past Sunday, the big idea that we talked about is that God is faithful to finish what he started. God always accomplishes what he sets out to do. And we spent most of our time looking at verse 6 of chapter 1, where Paul says this: being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It says that Paul was confident of this. He was sure of this, that he who began a good work would carry it on to completion. He believed that God is faithful to finish what he started. And what is Paul talking about here? What is this good work that God has begun that he is faithful to complete? Well, I think it's twofold. First, Paul is talking about his partnership with the church in Philippi and in gospel ministry. God had begun a great work here at the church in Philippi, and Paul believed that God would continue to use this church to advance his kingdom. But second, and more importantly, he's talking about their salvation, that God would continue the work that he had done in them spiritually, and that he would carry it on unto completion until the day that Jesus returns. And this past week, we kind of unpacked the work of God, the plan of God's salvation that we find in Scripture. And we talked about three aspects of God's work of salvation: justification, sanctification, and glorification. And these are our theological terms that help us to understand the Christian journey. From our new birth in Christ, when we place our faith in Jesus, all the way to our future resurrection when Jesus returns. And for the next couple of minutes, I want to unpack this idea of sanctification and what that looks like and what that means. Here's what sanctification is. It is the process by which Christians are set apart and made holy. And where justification happens in just a moment and then is complete, sanctification is a lifelong process and journey. And I want to share a few thoughts around this idea of sanctification. First, it's important that we know that sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit. Like, we do not have the ability or the power within ourselves to truly change. We can maybe modify our behavior for a season, but we cannot truly change. But when we place our faith in Jesus, the Spirit of God takes up residence in our heart. And it's the Holy Spirit within us who transforms us and makes us more like Jesus. And our role as followers of Jesus is to submit and to yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the Bible says that we are to walk by the Spirit. We are to live by the Spirit and put to death our flesh, put to death our sin nature. So sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit. Second, sanctification looks different for everyone because everyone has a different starting point. Like, we all begin our faith journey at a different place. Some of us, we come to faith when we're really young and we grow up in a Christian home. Some of us come to faith much later on in life and have a lot more decisions and experiences that have shaped who we are, which means that we don't evaluate our sanctification based on how we compare to another believer, because we don't know their story. We don't know their background, their family, their life experiences. We evaluate our sanctification based on how far we've come. And I think that the most important question that we ask is this: are we more like Jesus today than we were a year ago? Are we more like Jesus today than we were a month ago? Sanctification is going to look different for everyone because everyone begins their faith journey at a different place. And third, sanctification is a process where God goes deeper into our life. You see, when we first trust in Jesus, the Holy Spirit begins by working on our external behavior. He cleans up our attitude, the way that we speak, the way that we treat people, our habits. He works on things that are typically noticeable and obvious to us and to others. But God doesn't want to just stop there. Over time, God desires to work beneath the surface on the things that other people cannot see in our life. He wants to transform our motivations, our fears, our beliefs, our identity. But many believers never get to this point in the sanctification process because it's hard. It's messy. It's painful. It takes years. But this is the work that God desires to do in our life. This is what sanctification looks like. So I want to take a moment to pray for us, for those of us who have trusted in Jesus as we're going through this lifelong process of sanctification, and then give you a chance to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for the promise that you who began a good work in us will carry it to completion. That you are faithful to finish what you've started, that our salvation, our eternity is secure, not because of who we are or what we've done, but because of your saving work through your Son, Jesus. And Father, as we follow you, as we yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our life, God, our prayer is that we would become more like Jesus, that you would transform us, that you would make us holy, that you would set us apart. And Lord, that you would uproot the things in our life and in our heart that don't honor you. So Father, we love you and we pray and ask all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.